Acts 8:17. We are heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church
with Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the theheirchurch.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Jesus asked him, said, amen, have faith in God. And then said, what's the next verse? It says, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall what? Say unto this mountain, be thou what? Removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And in there is the process of continual saying. Now this is the understanding the faith process. Amen. This is how faith operates. It goes through these stages, and it involves, amen, believing in your heart and speaking with your mouth and continuing to say, amen, what the word of God says. All right, then it says, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he what saith shall come to pass. Amen. That they shall manifest, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That means they've not manifest, but you say it. Amen. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you what desire. Amen. That's why you need to set your goals. You need to make a quality decision about what you desire, what you want. Amen. Well, I just want the Lord to bless me. Well, he's already blessed you. Amen. You desire, list the things that you desire. You want to grow in God. You want a healthier body. You want your kids to be more obedient. You want, you know, things you want for your kids, your family, the church, your church, things like that. What things soever you desire. It's more than one. Amen. As the scripture lists, it says, when you what? Pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And so, and I shared yesterday, prayer, amen, prayer is a part of confession and prayer. They are closely related because you have to say with your mouth. Can you say amen? All right, now, when you stand, pray and do what? Forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, which is a hardness of heart, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Amen. Turn with me over to Romans, if you would. Amen. Turn with me over to Romans chapter 10. All right, now, and these are the fundamentals of priorities, of victory priorities. And there's a lot listed, and these are very, very fundamental. And, of course, one of the things I mentioned from time to time is Pastor Osteen, he used to mention, this is Joel's father, that you will have an assurance of your salvation. Know that you're saved by the word of God. Can you say amen? Because the devil will challenge you on your very salvation. As you are in the growing process, you know, you may make some mistakes, you may do some wrong intentionally, but according to 1 John 1:9, you rebound and you get forgiveness. Amen. But the devil said, well, God's not going to keep forgiving you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He will forgive you. And you will grow. You will find you will stumble and fall less often. Are you with me? All right. You're over in Romans. Over in Romans, Romans 8. I was going to say 8:9. Look at Romans 8:8. Romans 10, not 8:10. Okay. I must use these pages up. They're holding on. All right. Romans 10:8. Let's read it together. Say, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Okay, hold it right there. Now, quickly, the scriptures say the word is nigh thee. Well, if you're not in the word, it's not nigh you. If you're not studying and meditating on the word, it's not nigh thee. See, the word has to be in you. See, the word of God is nigh thee and it's in thy heart and in thy mouth. In other words, the two locations of the word of God. In order for the blessings Jesus is talking about in the faith process, it's by the word of God. All right, this is a fundamental to victory, because this process applies to every time you are using your faith. Every project you are using your faith in God for requires this process. It requires the word, amen. It requires the word in your heart and in your mouth. it requires the word to be in your heart and in your mouth. Now, we reference also some scripture over in Deuteronomy. Now, you can, as you know where they are, you can meditate on them. Amen. But the word says, and I want you to do that, but it said, but what saith it, the word is not thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Because the word of God produces faith in God. The word of God produces faith in God. Now, I won't go off to the side and tell you about where I mentioned. I said, well, all men have faith. You didn't get faith when you got saved. You got faith in God when you got saved. Yeah, you were believing something already. If you win somebody to the Lord and they're in a cup, they already believe in something. It's just a lie. Are you with me? They believe in already, but they believe in a lie. And it's not true what they believe. So when you come to God, you were believing something and you were living by what you believe. Even unbelievers believe something. Amen. So when you got saved, the difference between where you were and where you are now is the word of God in the subjects where God reveals himself to us. Amen. Which is primary Old Testament as well as New Testament. As you look at the principles in the New Testament, they make consistent and provocative references to the Old Testament. Because the examples that we're given, when you look in Hebrews 11, it's talking about Old Testament people. It's talking about Abraham. It's talking about Rahab the harlot. These are Old Testament characters. And they were in faith in God. They are in Hebrews 11 because they had faith in God. Say this to them. Say, I have faith in God. All right, see, God reveals, he reveals himself. Now, I said these were the victory priorities, okay? And these are priorities. In order for you to have victory, God's going to get the glory. He's going to get the credit, so it's going to be his way. All right, now, also we mentioned to you is consciousness. Over in Romans 12, 1 and 2. A seriously huge scripture because it requires so much work by us to be renewed. It said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. Now, what we said in recapping is that you are living out of your conscience. You are living out of your soul. Your mind, your will, your emotion, the internet. You're living out of your soul. What is resident in your soul, amen, is where your consciousness is, and that's what determines when you react the wrong way and when you react the right way, because that's what's closest to manifestation. When you say something, you go to the store and you cut somebody out, that's where your consciousness is. That is residing in your consciousness, even if you're a Christian. You can be saved and thinking wrong about people. You can be saved, born again, and thinking wrong about whole races of people. Well, you know, that's them so-and-so. You know, they always... Where'd you get that from? The devil programmed. So he don't have to be nowhere. He don't have to be there. He's already programmed it in people's hearts. So you got to get delivered by replacing that. Amen. Replacing that. Amen. And loving all the... God made all people. And whoever our individual that's evil, it's not because God did it. Are you following me? Because, you know, evil manifestation comes in all colors. On all nations. That's why Jesus died for the sins of the world. Because it represents people all over the world. But let's go quickly. So in any case, in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it said that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So you're living. Now, make this. You want to make this note, because this, you're going to deal with this a lot. And I'm going to move forward further that You are living out of your consciousness. You're living out of your soul. That means you are acting and reacting based on what is resident in your soul. See, and that's why I remember I was taking that time to share all that about the elephant in the room and all of that. That is an effort to get the word of God in there where it can get out what you got programmed into to not do it. So when people come to the Lord, they already been trained to not give money. Y'all mighty quiet. Yeah, because people heard stuff. They've heard stuff. Well, you know, in church, they just want your money. And they heard more stuff, and they agree. Yeah, you know, that's right. That's right. Then you'll see somebody on TV. Because the preacher, he got a jet, that changed the word. That don't change the word. Yeah. When they bought their jet, they didn't buy all of them. You might need one. Come on, somebody. Amen. You pay and get your nails done, don't you? There's some people in the other in other countries would think that is the epitome of idolatry. To get your nails and feet painted and pay $70 for it, and they not making but 30 in a month. They would see that the way you see somebody's jet. Y'all not helping me. And so this had to do with it. Especially us in America. You know, we are wealthy. We're rich in America. Compared to the living standards of the other place in the world. You go to somebody's house, they got two cars, two color TVs, and you know, two bathrooms and all that. You are rich by the world standard. You are seriously rich. This house, we'll have two bathrooms. Two. I know you and I know you have a lot of friends in New York, inner city, New York and New Jersey, Newark, up around that way. I met so many people that didn't believe you could own a house. There's some people that grew up in inner city. Some of y'all in here did not believe you could actually own your own house. Because they had never experienced living in a house. They had lived in apartments and projects. And they thought you had to be super rich to own a house, any kind of house. And then they come down south. It seems like everybody got a house. The people who are underprivileged, don't have so much. They complaining about their house. Ah, I gotta fix that door in that house. You got a house? Can you say amen, somebody? So that's why you have to, you know, when you what you call abundance may be somebody else's equipment. Let me go on away from that. So in Romans 12:1, this consciousness, you are living out of your consciousness level can be taken. It can be taken to very high levels, your consciousness, but it requires meditation on the Word of God. There's a revelation you get when you meditate on the Word of God. It can be very, very high because the Word of God is unlimited. This is all power. No word of God is void of power. So when you meditate on the Word of God, the Scripture, and then you transfer that into your soul, Lord have mercy. You begin to live out of your soul. In your soul, you know, in the mind, will, emotion, intellect, you're attracting stuff to you. If you have a spirit of poverty, that means in your soul you poor. And even if you get blessed, you can't keep it because you got poverty reigning in your soul. Yeah. So anybody that has something you don't have, you're going to talk against them. Because in your soul is dictating that they have no business with it because you have no business with it. Come on, somebody. You tell somebody that's got let me think of something outrageous, a brand new Camaro, that you want one? They say, oh, yeah, you can get one. Then what color you want? See, they're going to agree with you because they have one. But if you talk to somebody that they don't have a car at all, that you want a Camaro, you want a new one. That church said that he's going to have a new Camaro. You just got that apartment you're in or whatever, you know. Can I get a witness? See, the key is understanding where these things come from, and if they reside in you, get rid of them. Amen. It did not make you above anyone else, but this is the level that you have. Your soul will determine the level that you will live on, because you operate. The law of attraction is a real law. Amen. Yeah, you will attract what you are in your soul. But you know, I'm like born again. It doesn't matter that you're born again. If you have a spirit of poverty in you, you're gonna attract poor people, and you're gonna function in poverty. You'll function at that level, even though Jesus has been to the cross for you. Amen. And redeem you from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. Now, I know I'm maybe going a little bit fast, but you'll play it over and listen to it. Now, so you are living out of your soul, but you have the ability to adjust your soul. You think, well, if I just go to church and get the Scripture and memorize the Scripture, I'll be better. No, you won't. You'll just be who you are with more Scripture you memorize. That's all. Well, won't the word, won't it change me? No, it won't. Unless you make application of the word of God and you start speaking it out of your mouth, it's not going to change you. Because you got it over here in this department where it's like that coffee table Bible. It's in there, but it can't do anything because you don't know what's in it. Yeah. The word of God can't work unless there's application made. So what happens is, when you take it, how do I get it to my soul? You begin to meditate. Oh, Joshua 1:8, it said, meditate on that word day and night. Then shall you make your way prosperous. Now get this. Well, here's what it's really saying. Then shall you make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Then shall you make your way prosperous according to the degree that God has ordained and is available according to his power. That means ain't no limit. There is no limit to the level of success and prosperity available to you. What God is saying, that word prosper simply means here's the direction it's going to take you. And then you shall have good success. See, because what you meditate on is what is going to be in your heart in abundance, and that is what is going to come out of what? Out of your mouth. Out of your mouth. And what did Romans 10, what did Romans 8, 9, and 10 say? The word of God is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy what? Mouth. That is the word of what? Faith. The word that produces faith in God. And it'll come out of your mouth. Now, this is very fundamental. I mean, here's the thing with us in the church world. And a lot of this is repetition. It's repetitious. You say, oh, yeah, I know that scripture. Well, I know that scripture. Yeah, but it's not about that. It's about knowing how to make application of that scripture. That's what this is a whole different subject. In Mark 4, I'm not going to get to humility. In Mark 4, when it says, immediately Satan come and take away the word that was sown in your heart. Amen. The sower soweth the word. Mark 4, and that's what is that, verse 17. The sower soweth the word. These are they by the wayside when the word is sown. Immediately when the word is heard, they receive with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure before a time. After when persecution and affliction arise for the word's sake, then they are offended because they have no root in themselves. So what the scripture is saying is that word, it has to take root. When it takes root, guess what it's doing? It's taking command of your soul. Your soul, mind, will, emotion, and intellect. Everything. I mean, your emotions will operate according to the word of God. I mean, your emotions will come under control of the word of God. Well, I don't know, everything that happens, it just break me up. I just have enough. Shut up. You can get the word in there. Let the word control your emotions. Come on, somebody. Your thought life is to be governed by that word. Philippians 4:8, only think on those things that are good, holy, just, lovely, pure, honest, love, a good report. If there be any virtue, any praise, think on these. Well, the soul that's developed through the renewal of the mind, you know how to make it think, because it's not going to just run off on its own thinking whatever come on TV. That's what makes marketing and all that so powerful. They're giving you pictures. They're putting pictures right in your soul. Because man thinks in pictures. You think in pictures. That's like kids. You teach kids stuff. You show them the pictures. And then they learn the word to it. Grown people, you the same way. So you want the picture that the word of God painted. Hallelujah, somebody. I'll close with this. Remember when they went into the promised land? God sent the spies into the promised land. Know what they needed? He said, I want y'all to get a picture. You remember years ago when the Japanese used to come to America in the 40s, 50s, or whatever it was? I wasn't alive in the 40s, but every time you see them, they'd be touring. They always had cameras. They took pictures of everything. They come to America and they tour. They went back to Japan and made the stuff they saw. And made it at a high. All their products used to be junk. But they believe in a thing called Kaizen. Continuous betterment. They continued to make them better. They knew what they were making, and they knew what it did, but they had to make it better. Better and better. But they had a picture. They took pictures of where it had already been made. Can you say amen? Y'all have a picture of the house you want to live in. Ain't nobody's business but yours. You don't need anybody's permission. Amen. God was the one who made the promise. Amen. If you say, well, I don't want no house. I want a condo or apartment. Take a picture of it. What does it look like inside? What floor are you on? What floor are you on? 10th floor? Y'all gonna be on the 10th floor where I can look out over the lake or whatever. That's your choice. Amen. You don't need anybody's permission for that. You're born again. You don't have to have what other people have. But you can rejoice with them. So in any case, I know I'm giving you a lot, but there's a conscious, you have unconscious. You know the word unconscious, when somebody was knocked unconscious, that means they're unable to make contact with the natural five sense world. Come on, somebody. They cannot make contact with the natural five sense world. All right, so you got unconscious, then you have conscious. Well, conscious, like you're conscious. You're conscious, and I'm standing here. It's what you make contact with your five senses. You have to be awake to do it. Amen. You can see with your eyes. You can touch. Amen. So there's a consciousness, and you can think based on the knowledge you have. Well, what happens is when the word of God dominates your consciousness, this is interesting. You'll see a sick person and see them well. You will see everything according to the scriptures. You will see it based on what God said, not what your conscious mind is showing you. What? When the word says he calleth those things that be not as though they were, that means he sees it according to what God said, not the way it looks. But see, when you call it what it looks like, you're letting your conscious mind dictate what you have. If you don't want it to be what it is, don't call it what you see. If you want it to be what's in your heart according to the word of God, call it that. That's where the word of God affects the conscious mind. And you have to go to the scriptures on healing, divine health, divine guidance, amen, prosperity. You have to go to what the word of God says. The word of God will give you revelation of these areas, because it see, and then what that word produces, faith. Amen. That produces faith. That's where you go to Romans 10:9-10. Are you with me? The word of faith is in the heart and in the mouth. In the heart and in the mouth. Well, when it gets in your heart, see, in other words, your mind gets renewed by it. It takes dominance over your soul, your heart man, you know, your heart mind. And your thought life. I mean, crazy thoughts don't have any place in there. And that's why the scripture said over in Philippians 4:8, only think on this. It gives you the God said, don't even think about this. Somebody gets sick, they say, well, you're the last person who had that, got sick and died. Last person who had that died. The devil will tell you that and send somebody to agree with you. Yeah, you know that's right. Because what you gonna have what you had, and man, they didn't last but like a week or so. Don't you want to hear that? Don't you want somebody talking to you with that? Well, so-and-so had that, and they had to take their leg off. What? Don't you want to hear that? You don't want to hear that. Amen. Don't let them come visit you. Don't come visit me. Don't. Amen. Let church say amen. All right, I was going to tell you, but I'll pick up next time. This is, let the Lord use the word of God here, because it's not just, you know, I can say, well, you know, I got to, you know, preach a good message is good. No, it's not about that. It's about you making application of the word of God. It's you making application of the word of God. The Bible is full of facts. It's full of interesting information. But as Dr. Higgins said, only 20% of what's taught in theological seminaries is usable by normal people. Well, this fundamental part is usable. And it's repeated throughout the scriptures, New and Old Testament alike. Are you with me? So that you can walk out this door and make the changes, make the adjustments. Some of you already, you speaking in a direction that you don't want to go. Are you thinking in a direction you don't want to go? Are you not allowing the word, taking your word time and renewing your mind? When the word of God said, be ye transformed. God, you get saved by Jesus, the blood, you get saved, but it doesn't transform you. The difference in the old you and the new you in the conscious state is the transformation. The difference in the old you and the new you in the natural state, in the five sense realm, is transformation. It's transformation. And in Romans it says, be not conformed to this world. That means you'll be a measure down here. If it asks you not to be conformed to this world, stop doing, acting, and thinking like the world, which can be seen visibly and identified in the way you function. Well, Be ye transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. That transformation, that means you bring the power of God down here where you live. It's manifesting down here. Amen. The devil can't push those buttons no more. And I'm going to stop right here. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you hear, you never asked Jesus, the 1920s when F.F. Bosworth was preaching this. People was getting off their deathbeds knowing faith in divine healing. Yes, it was. Even for him, John Alexander Dowling, minister in Zion, Illinois, and John G. Lake. Miracles all over the world through these great men and women of God. Amen. Azusa Street Revival. Same word of God. Same Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. You got your hands on it. You on top of the fish, saints. You on top of the fish. Look down. They right there. The blessings of God. Amen. They belong to you. Amen. You just think bigger. You meditate in that word of God. Let your soul be, let your soul, when he said, be ye transformed. Hallelujah. Well, I ain't the same. I'm saved. Yeah, but have you caused the word of God to be transformed in your thinking? You ever know anybody, they come to church, they're good at church, and they, at home they raise hell just like they're not even saved. Yeah, that happened with a lot of believers. The people look at it and figure, this must be a fake. This must be phony. This ain't real. Because they haven't seen the reality of it. They haven't seen the reality of a transformation. That doesn't mean the person wasn't saved. It's just they weren't transformed. They didn't see the changes. How many of you know somebody say they're saved, but you don't see the changes? That doesn't mean they're not saved. It just means they're not transformed. They haven't allowed the word to do what it does. So they still conform. Their friends cuss, you cuss. They lie, you lie. And you know Jesus, and that's wrong. Can you say amen? So that'll help you to understand. So you see folk, they off track. Don't be quick to condemn after they say this. Say, yeah, I'm saved. Amen. It's some of the biggest hell raisers on the planet saved. Well, why would they do that? They say they haven't been transformed. They done left that junk in their soul, and it's the devil still pushing them buttons. Amen. That's what makes it interesting when you have these funerals and you don't know, you know, like who going to hell and who not going. You had to watch that. You know, Junebug was in the gang and shot up some people and did all this, sold all the dope, took the rest of it. And his mama talking about, oh, he loved the Lord. He probably used to love him. You know, he was in the choir. He played the piano in the choir. Come on, somebody. He did, yeah. And he used to preach when he was 9. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. You don't have to be saved to like music. Yeah, you know, they let you play. You know? Does that mean he wasn't saved? No. He was a kid. He liked music. He learned how to play. Getting saved is another subject. Let church say amen. Stand to your feet. We got to go now. Have you been blessed? Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead on the stretch. Thank you. We kept you a little bit longer today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. God is good, isn't it?
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.